So last time that we played, we were about to roll some freaking initiative because you had arrived back at Rinvale. You had fended off some... Okay, so first off, Rinvale is besieged. The forces of Aggroth hold the town and are defending the perimeter wall. It is being attacked on multiple sides by the forces of, I believe, Mistreach. Let me see, what the heck did I say? Mistreach at the northern gate, Silverhold at the southern gate.
Yeah, and those are the only two.
The only two that you're aware of that you saw flags for. And you were attacked by Aggroth's air force, such as it was, or part of it at least. Giant flying vultures carrying ceramic pots of combustible material that were trying to dive bomb Snapdragon, which you fended off, and then you landed near a familiar path, and you saw a familiar group of people. Namely, a few Grey Eladrin, Bryce, and Eldon White, who is, you know, appears to be alive and not undead, which you haven't seen him since he was turned to ash many episodes ago.
Yeah, Eldon the Not-So-White.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you make of this particular scene, because I guess what it looked like to you at the time, and I think that at least Matt acknowledged this, is that this appeared to be the moments leading up to this group going into the mine to perform the ritual to summon the Beholder to begin with, which seems bizarre considering that the Beholder is already here. And I think, sir, you're probably about to say you did reach out on the sending stone to Bryce, who answered, and it was not the Bryce in front of you.
Correct. Yeah. That's what I was about to say. I was like, so we're also confused because there might be two Bryces.
Two for the price of one.
Nice.
Jesus.
Double the price, double the vengeance.
Now, Bryce,
two scoops of wrath.
When you did message Bryce, he, I believe his words were, "Are your eyes so easily fooled?" Or should I say your eye? And I don't know how you interpreted that, but it was an insult.
I hung up on him.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
So before we get real into it, I just want to jot down like everybody's hit points.
No reason. No casual reason.
Total or current?
Both. Please.
Are you down?
We should be. We were just in a fight in the air.
I didn't take any damage.
Oh,
well,
I did.
It was there's a little bit of damage that went out. Not a ton. But yeah, Sarah, what's Chai at right now?
Chai's at her full noise hit points of 69.
Kevin?
54, because I don't think I took any either.
No, I don't think you did.
You had like a fireball dropped on you, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I failed the dex save, so I'm at 49.
Out of?
66. Tip of the spear!
Great.
Okay, roll initiative.
Off the table.
16 for me.
12 for me.
5!
Great, good, great. And you're first up there, eh? Nice.
Yep.
Okay. Eldon is up first. And he is going to take out a shield and he's going to take out a dagger.
What a little bitch.
A large dagger. And he's going to use an action to activate it. And it begins to sort of weep this sickly, like, dark red, almost like a condensation
Poison.
On it. Mm-hmm.
Give me that poison. Bring it on.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, bring it on.
Bryce turns to the two Grey Eladrin and he says, "Go. Start the ritual. We'll hold them off here." And the Grey Eladrin, who are up next, will use their movement and expeditious retreat to go into the mine.
You guys couldn't have rolled higher?
Okay, buddy. Let's not start this shit.
Okay. And that leaves Bryce, who is, I think, going to go after Thaddeus, let's be honest.
Okay.
He produces his skull mace. Or it's more of a flail, rather. Yep. And Thaddeus' armor class is what?
18.
Okay. So he swings it. He's going to miss once. He's going to hit once. Hmm. For 12 points of bludgeoning damage.
Which I am currently resistant to.
Ooh, yeah.
So I take 6.
And then we will go to... Yeah, Gutterbird. I should also mention that you do have a number of NPCs with you currently. Who do you got? You have Basil, Thane, Fairden, Baravon, Perrin, Valna, and Karash. Who I did not roll initiative for because this shouldn't take that long. So, Gutterbird.
Challenges.
How far did the Eladrin get with their expeditious retreat?
Pretty far. I think it's 90. Let me double check.
Yeah, because it's 30 plus dash plus dash.
Well, it's further than 30 anyway, so.
Yeah. I mean, you could still hit them with Eldritch Blast.
I was hoping for something cooler. A little cool 30-foot based flourish, but I'll have to save that for another. I'll have to save that for another time. So yeah,
yes,
I'm just gonna.
They would have gone 90 feet a total.
That's okay, right. Cool. Well then, I'm gonna flail wildly and shoot in the dark and just fire my two beams, my two Eldritch Blast beams out in down the tunnel into the darkness towards the retreating Grey Eladrin.
Okay, blast your juice down that shaft, Kevin.
I'ma shoot that juice. Let me just jostle this dice around in my palm, my warm palm. Ew, anyways. Natural 20!
Oh, shit!
Cradle your stone and blast that juice.
Oh, man. Can we call it? Can that be the title of the episode, please?
Hang on, let me make a note.
He says just with a defeated,
begrudgingly, just, yeah, he's like, I guess.
Chagrin.
Blast that juice. Okay.
Underline juice. Anyway,
just wanted to take your bit and make it better.
And so you did.
Nat 20.
You did.
You got a nat 20, and what else?
So that'll be 27 or 28. With my spell attack bonus, and I do two of those for each beam, right? One for each beam for a total of 2.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
I'm learning. Okay, that one's a little 9. Just a little 9. But plus my 8. So we got a little 17 action.
Oh, I mean, that still hits.
Oh. Yeah, not bad at all.
Pew pew!
Wow, okay. So, assuming that both of those are leveled at the same target, so you're going to get an automatic... Oh, shit. You get 2d10... Is it 2d10? Or no, it's 2 blasts now. Yeah, it's 2 blasts.
Yeah, it's blasts.
So
it's blast based.
Yeah. So you're gonna get you're gonna roll 2d10, add 4 to each one, and then you're gonna get an automatic 10 for your crit.
2d10, 4 to each one. I can handle that. Okay, so I got 5, so that's going to be a 9. And then I have a 9. And I'm sorry, what am I adding to it again?
4 to each one, so it's
okay,
a total of 8.
And then
Kev, you didn't max out your charisma to 20, did you?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
So
okay.
That means
yeah.
It's plus 5.
Damn. So you got 2 9s. Oh, no, sorry. You got...
1 9.
A 5.
A 9, and then...
He rolled a 5, and he rolled a 9.
Oh, okay. All right, fine. Okay, 14 plus 10 is 24, plus the 10 from the crit is 34 points of damage. Holy fuck.
Gross, but I love it.
Right in the back.
That was almost deadly. That was almost a deadly cantrip.
Wait, was that both shots?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, wait for the second damage.
Ooh, deadly.
That's juicy. I love it.
Deadly cantrip would be a cool metal band name. A nerd metal band, not a cool one.
Hey.
Also would have been a cool episode title if we didn't have such a banger already.
Oh, I know.
Too bad. Too bad.
Can't replace it, though. We're too good. We're too past that point now.
Yeah.
If we could have a...
Blast
have
that a... juice for a deadly cantrip.
Ooh.
Cradle your rocks. It's cradle your rocks first. Cradle your rocks, blast your juice for a deadly cantrip.
Chai, do something for the love of God.
Do something for the love of... What can I see of the Eladrin? Like, I hate these fucking Eladrin. So, can I get to the cave opening and see them? Or where, how far... I can't remember how far I said I was from the cave. I think I said I moved up from everybody else.
I'll say that you can get up and see the cave entrance. Sure.
I'm going to look down the tunnel. I really don't like that they've got the... How wide would you say the tunnel is?
It's like 15 foot across.
Perfect. I'm going to cast... And so from me, now they're 60 feet down?
Yeah, I guess they would be 60 feet down.
Does throwing a bead of fireball, is it the same casting distance as a fireball?
And throw it up to 60 feet away.
Up to 60. Okay, so I can just I can roll it down there like a marble. Let's fucking do it. I really don't like these bitches. I'm gonna cast fireball down the tunnel.
Fuck yeah.
So you're using your beads?
I'm using a bead.
Beads.
One. Beads?
When cradling your stones doesn't work, pull out the beads.
Exactly. Pull out the anal beads. What? Where was I? I'm going to cast them.
Also, Tim, you forgot one of our NPCs, Mr. Worldwide.
Yes, they make a dex save. That's right? That's all they do?
Yeah.
Yep.
Dex save and 8d6.
The really hurt one's going to roll the dispel dice. I think that neither of them are going to succeed.
Oh, I really like that you said that. One second. I'm still going to roll all ones. Watch this. What did I say? 13 before?
Plus 12.
Plus 12. Really?
25.
That's more than 12. No, it is 12. Okay, so 25 points of fire damage. I rolled not great.
You had some high numbers. You just had...
I had a lot of ones. I had a lot of twos.
Okay, in the almost impossible to see darkness of the tunnel, you barely were able to make out the forms of these two fleeing Eladrin. And there's quite a flourish of light, an Oppenheimer-esque blossom of flame, and then when it clears, you can see that one is laying motionless on the floor, on the cavern ground. And that will take us to Thaddeus.
Sweet, get wrecked, Eldon. Thaddeus is going to kind of shrug off the flail hit, turn to Bryce and be like, I'm going to deal with you later. I got some business to attend to, and just turn to Eldon and then follow that up with, hi, Eldon. It was great to see you again.
It was great. Nice.
And then he's going to just try to chop his body in half. Oh, come on.
Oh, baby.
The one number that dances between a crit and one of my die rolls. 19 plus 10.
Okay, sure.
Let me check.
And I'm actually going to roll my second attack right now. Natural one.
Mm.
15 points of slashing damage.
Okay. That hurt.
And for my bonus action...
Oh, shit, I didn't do the bonus action thing I wanted. Okay, never mind.
I will put up a Shield of Faith on myself. So my AC is now 20.
Okay. We're going to go back up to the top of the initiative order, which would be Eldon. And he will... I guess be forced to deal with Thaddeus, and he's going to try to use his Venom Blade. I rolled a 16, plus his modifier is going to meet 20. Just barely. It's a 1d4, because it's a little dagger, So it's going to be 5 points of piercing.
Doubled because of my vulnerability to 10.
Mm. And then it will be poison damage. Oh, hang on, sorry. You get to succeed. You need a constitution saving throw before I get to roll more dice.
18.
Okay, never mind. You can feel the poison sort of like burn against your skin, but nothing other than that happens, and your fortitude is too much for this meager magic weapon for commoners.
Just look at him and be like, that's Tostitos spicy.
Okay, that takes us back to Eldon. Nope, we just did that. It takes us to Bryce.
Oh, I need a concentration check. I just succeed. I still have Shield of Faith. I rolled a total of 10, which was the DC.
Okay, well, Bryce moves in behind you, but even with advantage, only manages to land one more hit.
I'm busy.
It's going to be 10 points of bludgeoning damage, which we'll have down to 5.
Oh. Concentration check. 17 plus 4, 21. Easily passes the 10.
Okay. The last remaining Grey Ladron will again use all of their movement and expeditious retreat. You know what? Expeditious retreat is also concentration, so I will do a roll for that.
You're looking for a 12 or a 13, depending on how you want to round it.
Yeah. I rolled 14 total. So.
Irrelevant!
So the last remaining Grey Ladron will continue on an additional 90 feet, which I'm going to say at this point takes them out of line of sight given the angle of the descent and the twisty-turny nature of the tunnel at that point. And then we are at Gutterbird once more.
Wonder if maybe we can get a little bit of an alley-oop situation going on here. And I can set up our boy Thaddeus for some good connection. So I think what I'd like to do is hold person on Bryce.
Hold person on Bryce. Yeah, your spell save DC, hang on, is
16.
I think I have it here. 16. Holy shoot. Oh, he fails. I rolled a 5. Sorry, that was on who? On Bryce or on Eldon?
Oh, I'm sorry. Eldon.
Pick your favorite, man. Don't matter to me.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you for clarifying.
Person. Done. And that takes us to Chai.
Go get him.
I don't...
Jump on me now.
I don't know if this is real. I don't know if this is just a distraction to get us to go somewhere else. I'm assuming I can see the guy, the two, Bryce and, oh my god, Eldon.
Yeah.
At the front. I'm going to cast Detect Magic.
Detect Magic.
I want to see if they're all illusions. And if they are, then I might stay here to just get rid of the illusions, because if that is the case, though I don't know if that item was real.
You can cast Detect Magic, or, I mean, if you're trying to determine the nature of your opponent, I would allow a skill check, if you would prefer to try that.
I just want to see if Chai understands this to be, like, all an illusion, and, like, we're wasting time. Like, is it worth going into this? Because is it, like, are they already down there? Is this trying to just delay us? Should we all just go? Like, what? I'm just trying to figure that out, basically.
Can you just go? Can you, like, I don't,
so here's the logic that I think Chai would try to understand, is that if this is all an illusion, then that item that we saw the Eladrin carry might be an attempt to split us all up. Like, them running away might not be real. So it's worth it for me to stay, get rid of these illusions, and us regroup and go back down together? Or should I go after the Eladrin if some of this is real to prevent the ritual from going? So like splitting the party right now could give them a huge advantage if that's their goal. Cause like I'd have to book it. Like I would have to use all of my movement, wild shape into a thing that has a crazy fast fly speed and go after her. Like I'd be well ahead of all of you if I do that. So I'd be very isolated and alone comparatively. So I'm trying to decide. So I want to perceive, I want to do whatever, and Arcana, investigate, whatever.
Oh, you've got the cape.
I've got the cape. Like, I can banff there.
I thought Kevin had it.
No, I have the cape. So I can banff. If I can see, I can get there. So that's the other thing. I was like...
You could also just try to get there. You don't have to see.
Yeah, just guess. Well, I might remember this cave, if it is the same. This is the entrance that we remembered going into, right?
Oh, yeah. Tim? Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So theoretically, I might know what this cave is like. But anyway, so what would you say I'd have to do to understand that kind of illusion, or whether it was an illusion?
I would say Arcana would be totally viable. Perception, maybe Insight, Investigation, all of these are on the table.
Most of them I'm high in anyway, so I think it's basically a neutral role. Not neutral, but it's like I'm well versed in a number of those, so I think most of my insight and my perception are +7, my arcana is +6. So I think if I do, is +7 work for you for an insight perception combo?
Sure.
Kind of vibe?
Yeah.
15.
I think Chai is confused because you spoke with a different Bryce who is clearly not in front of you, and yet there's these, like, this Bryce and Eldon have clear, like, Thaddeus is clearly physically responding to what's happening. So it's, I think Chai is and then also, like, remembering what Barovan had said, that the Beholder's influence can, like, bring reality and illusion to this weird intersection, that this is like a lifelike representation that can physically harm you but is not the real thing.
Okay. I think based on that, I think Chai is gonna stay to finish these guys off. I think she'd think this was an illusion. I think, like, of some kind.
Make a decision.
No, I think that, yeah. That would be Chai's decision. Sarah doesn't like it. I think that's what Chai would do.
Yeah.
Okay, so would you say that took, like, my action away or anything like that?
No.
Okay. What is the position of, like, Eldon and Bryce? Like, could I do something that would affect just the two of them versus...
I'm in between.
You're in between. Of course you are.
Yeah. Thaddeus Sandwich.
Thadwich.
And Eldon is currently held, right?
Yes.
Okay, then. I'm going to run up, and I'm going to touch Thaddeus. I'm going to cast Cure Wounds at level 2. Okay. That's the chunkier spell, right? 2d8?
2d8 plus your whiz.
I heal him for 10 points.
That's not bad.
Yeah, when I rolled 2 threes on 2d8s, it's not great.
Hovering around average.
Okay, and that brings us to Thaddeus.
Alright, first attack. Great weapon master on Eldon with advantage. Because of whole person. Good thing it's got advantage. 23.
Yes, that hits.
It's an auto crit.
And it is an auto crit.
I'm not going to pump... Oh, wait, sorry. Need to do math. 18. It's an 18. Because I did great weapon master.
Oh, because the great weapon, yeah.
It still hits.
Yeah.
Sweet. 10 plus 12 is 22 plus... 9 is 31 plus 6 is 37 points of damage.
Okay. Describe how you dispatch Eldon.
Takes another, like, bonk off the back shoulder of his armor from Bryce and just goes, "I told you I'd be with you in a second." And then just looks stone-faced right into Eldon. who's completely frozen, just says, "Goodbye, Alden," and literally cuts in a sweep, cuts him clean in half, and then turns with that sweep and faces Bryce for his second attack.
Oh, do it.
Do it.
Yes.
Do it. Crush him.
19.
19 hits.
7 plus 6 is 13. And because of the wonders of Great Weapon Master having felled an enemy to 0 hit points, I get to have a bonus action third attack.
Do it.
Do it.
So, 20, unnatural, but that is one of my numbers.
Oh.
It's a 10.
Okay, so roll a d...
Okay.
Worse, not better.
Yeah, roll a d20 twice, and then I'll let you know what the options are.
A 20 and a 15.
Okay, re-roll the 20.
6.
A 6 and the 15. Okay, so it's your choice to have all creatures within 30 feet be forced to make a DC 15 con save or be deafened for 1 minute due to a deafening thunderclap. Or both the wielder and the target of the attack are pushed backwards 10 feet.
I like the idea of Thaddeus hammering on this guy so much that it's like the first one hits him and then the second one just pushes, like, causes with such force that there's that separation.
Okay, so yeah, roll your damage first, and then Bryce and Thaddeus will sort of be like pushed backwards, Obi-Wan and Anakin style.
12 damage.
Okay, and then there's this magical force that emanates from the sword that pushes both of you backwards, but you're both still standing and unhurt from that force anyways.
Yeah.
Bryce is quite hurt.
Would you say Bryce has separation anxiety now?
So, hang on. Okay, I think I fucked it up. Sorry.
The die roll was a 10.
Okay. Well, you know what? I've done the thing. We did the thing. Let's just move on. I messed it up, but we'll do it better next time.
Oh, what was it supposed to be?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
I've navigated away from that page. So, yeah.
It's gone forever.
Yeah, so now it is Bryce's turn, and I think he's going to trigger the magical effect of the mace, which causes it to scream, and I think I'm going to need everybody, Thaddeus,
Ooh, sorry, for my movement, can I have moved up to Bryce?
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
Perfect.
Like back up to Bryce after the 10 feet?
I just want to make sure I'm in range of you for any auras and stuff.
So he's going to trigger one of the magical effects of this mace, and the skull begins to glow, and the jaw opens up. And this is a skull of a creature that you're unfamiliar with, by the way. It opens up, and the sound emanates from it, and it screams this god-awful sound. And everybody's going to have to make a wisdom saving throw or be frightened.
26 for Chai.
22.
Unnatural 20 for me.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Nobody is concerned about this thing.
Nobody is.
We're done with
nobody
your bullshit,
scared.
Bryce.
It's like we've literally fought devils and, like, this is the best thing yet.
Maybe last week you had a chance, Bryce, but, like, ugh.
We get it. You're a ventriloquist. You're bad at it.
Okay. And that takes us back to Gutterbird.
I feel like the mace opens its mouth one last time and just goes, like the furnace in Home Alone, and just goes, "Hello, Gutterbird." And I just look at it and I go, "Shut up." Because I got laundry to do. I think I would like, just to see what happens, I would like to cast Grasping Vine on this character and his mouthy mace to hold them. Wait, change my mind. Yeah, I'm just gonna Eldritch Blast.
All right.
Sorry, I got everybody excited. And I was like, but I don't know, that mace was mouthing off to me, so now I gotta deal with it myself. All right. So yeah, okay, let's do this thing. Ooh, okay. So my first one is a 11.
Total?
Total.
Ooh.
But the next one's 18 total.
Okay, the 18 will do it, yeah.
Cool. So then that's the D10, and then was it plus 5?
Plus 5, yeah, that's right.
Killer, okay. Okay, so it's going to be 7. So I rolled a 2.
Okay, and then to Chai. You are right next to Bryce because you ran up to heal Thaddeus.
Well, technically he's 10 feet away now.
Because of the poosh.
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right.
I mean, it doesn't really matter.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but was that the way you said push? Was that supposed to be John Hammond in Jurassic Park? Please tell me it was.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
but he did spare no expense.
He never does spare expenses, does he?
No, that's, he's been a good lawyer.
Yeah, he's great. So much money.
I haven't seen it. Not Jurassic Park money. Are you kidding? Who has Jurassic... Well, a couple people have Jurassic Park money. But anyway. I'm going to poison spray him.
Dilophosaurus style.
Exactly. So he has to make a con save.
What's your DC?
15.
Oh, he fails.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'll take it. 2d12 poison damage.
Roast him.
Not bad. 19 points of poison damage.
Oh, shit.
On a cantrip, I'll take it.
Suck it, Newman.
Yeah. Barbasol you.
Okay, and we're back to Thaddeus.
God, how beefy. I just want to run after the Eladrin.
It's Bryce. Bryce, is he also poisoned now, or is it just poison damage?
Must succeed on a constitution save throw or take poison damage. It just takes the damage. He's not okay. Considered poisoned.
Okay.
I wish. For a cantrip, I think that might be pushing it. True. But yes, I would have loved that.
True, true.
I'm going to give him a smack.
A little boop? Little boop?
Natural 20.
Cool. Fuck. Just a little boop, evidently.
Just a little boop on the snoot.
Just a little snoot boop.
Let's see, so that's 25 points of slashing damage.
Okay, describe how you kill Bryce.
The poison spray, like, washes over this guy's face. He's, like, rubbing it out of his eyes, so I'm blurry as I walk into his, like, focus, and I just look at him and go, I don't even care if you're real, and I push the sword through his chest.
He certainly dies like, you know, other people that you've experienced having killed before. But the question now is, now that you're out of initiative and your allies are confused as to what's happening because they don't know who any of these people are or were, what do you do from here? I don't know if Chai has vocalized her thoughts about what's happening with anybody.
I would have immediately, like, mouth vomited it up. It's like, I think these are all fake, but I think the Grey Eladrin ran down there. I don't know if she had the real thing, but I think we still need to get going because I don't think this is good. And just, bah! And just...
What do you do? What does everybody else do with that?
Thaddeus pulls out the setting stone again with an eye roll and goes, Jerkstore, do you... We just saw, like, some Grey Eladrin with what looks like that artifact from the first time you did this dumb ritual run down a tunnel. Odds that needs to be cared about. High, low, medium.
They had the thing. Tell them they had the thing.
Yeah, that's what I said. With the relic that they used for the ritual before.
I missed that part.
You get a message back. It's like the ritual's already done. What are you doing? You know
waiting
what?
For you.
Fair enough. Be there momentarily and just try not to fall for anything else. But okay, so you have a couple minutes. We'll call it a short rest.
Beauty.
Roll them bones. Kev, I think you get your spells back.
Killer, I was hoping for that. I was getting spell happy and then I was like, wait a minute.
I know, when you cast the Grasping Vine, I was like, ooh, that's a lot. I wanted you to do you, but I was like, oh no.
For the first time ever, I also came to that realization.
Look at you go, Kev. Look at you go.
I had while we're having a short rest, I had a quick game-related question. Because I think I was also confused when everybody else was confused, but I was confused for a different reason. And we were talking about getting out of... Sarah, when you're talking about splitting the party and chasing the Eladrin, was that would still be in combat? Obviously. I think before you... The way you described it before, I thought we were getting out of combat, but when you're in combat in D&D, the only way to get out of it is to, like, die or win, right?
You can't... Well, I mean, like, generally you can, like, exit to the point where it's no longer viable to be in a fight. Like, if they kept doing Expeditious Retreat and if I didn't have a way to get back to them, in essence, they could have ended initiative order. Mm. But, like, technically, what could have happened is you guys would have dropped out. Like, if what might have happened is if I continued running after them, the one remaining Grey Eladrin and me might have stayed in initiative order, and you guys would have been out once you were done killing Bryce and Eldon.
Ah, cool.
So, like, the two of us might have continued to be in combat while you guys were not. But it depends. It depends how the DM or the combat is actually laid out. Like, how the DM wants to rule that choice as well.
Cool.
Okay. So, do you do anything? Do you talk about anything in this short few minutes that you have before Bryce arrives?
I might just chat with the guys and be like, okay, so obviously I don't think any of us were under the... Like, all of us kind of knew that something was up when we talked to Bryce, and this wasn't Bryce that we were fighting. I think this is the... And I'll look over to... It was Barovin that told us about the illusions?
Mm-hmm.
I'll look over at Barovin's like, I think this is a prime example of those illusions we saw.
He's gonna run up and start, like, examining the bodies. It's like, wow.
Yeah, I was gonna kind of, like, look to the group, and I was like, can anyone think of a way that we might be able to, like, identify these faster? Like, I think the problem is that they're still gonna provide us roadblocks. Like, I think we still might have to deal with them unless we can think of a way to get out of the situations. Like, I don't know what else we could have done other than to get rid of the illusion if they were gonna fight, if they were gonna hurt us, right? Like, if they're so real now that they would cause us damage, I don't know what else we could have done but deal with them. So is it just we try and avoid and not engage at all? But I think we all had to, we were going to go in this way. So in this particular case, I don't think we could have avoided it.
Well, that's interesting because I think this is what Barovin would say. He's like, I think when the mind accepts that something is real, it gives reality to the form. And he's like fully putting his hand inside of like Eldon's like corpse.
He's like rearranging.
He had the blood on his hand. He's like, so real.
Just rearranging them guts.
So if we maybe just... I don't know how to ask this question without using the D&D terms, but I would ask it to Barovin. It's like, do you think if we just perceive before we proceed, that might be the way forward? And then they won't have effects on us?
It could work. Mind over matter, yes.
Thaddeus stands up from, like, bandaging some of these minor wounds and just goes... Or if we just assume that nothing's real, nothing will harm us. It's brilliant.
Thaddeus, I think that might be one too far, but, you know, you... Sure. Yep. Barovin, what were you gonna say?
He said, I wonder if it works the other way, too. If you want something to be real, does it make it so? And he's, like, looking at this, like, the magic weapons that are lying on the ground now.
That they had?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me go look at that bullshit. What did they have?
The flail is not real. Thaddeus refuses to believe that the flail is real.
Can I wander down to where did the Eladrin drop anything fun? When I melted one?
You know what? I'll roll some random loot. Why do I have the madness bookmark so thoroughly in this?
You really? Stop it. Tim Ho-T, please don't.
I think it's from the last campaign. Everybody's going nuts. With random rolling, two healing potions.
I will sure as fuck believe those to be real.
Okay. Now let's try this. Let's try What skill are you going to... You know what? No, I'm not going to make it. If Chai says that she believes it, I believe it. We'll say, yeah.
I think Chai would... If she could cast Wish, she would wish these to be healing potions.
I can think of about 1,000 better ways to use the Wish spell.
But that's how strongly she would feel that she would use all of the fiber in her being to make these healing potions real.
So as Chai exits the tunnel... You hear Perrin and Volna say, hey, someone's coming, and Bryce shows up, and all of your allies are confused as shit because there's a dead body of this person lying on the ground not 10 feet away. And Bryce is accompanied by some familiar figures. The ghouls and ghasts that he once had on a mountaintop when you fought some giants together. Curiously, Bryce is not wielding his flail. He now has a long sword and shield. And he looks over at the dead Bryce, and then he looks at Thaddeus and he says, you just couldn't help yourself, could you?
You know, you've never been one to exercise restraint in battle either.
Too true. Well, trusting that this didn't take you too long, it shouldn't have set us back that much.
You're the one who showed up late.
You've got a point.
Okay, so the question is, before I get to that, I think Bryce is going to go up and look at himself on the ground, and then he's going to look at the mace, and he says, interesting. I didn't bring it for a reason, and yet here it is.
Useless as the illusion it is.
Okay, so Thaddeus has staked his ground. Anybody else? Does anybody else want to make a judgment call? I think I do want everybody else to definitively react and decide on these two dead bodies.
So do you want us to do a perception to think, or do you want us to just decide what we think that they're going to be?
I think, you know what, I kind of, what do you think about Chai? Chai has already made a judgment call on the Grey Eladrin. Do you think that she could differentiate, saying those are real, but these aren't?
I think Chai would, based on what she had rolled before and what the vibe was and with Bryce there, I think Chai would believe that these are all illusions. I think she willed the healing potions, but I think that she, based on that, would think that everything else is fake.
Okay. So, all right, fair enough. So here's what's going to happen. There is a growing sort of acceptance in this group that what has happened was not exactly completely real. In the moment, it felt real. And in the moment, it may have even been potentially life-threatening. But after the fact, you've all been able to accept something. And for that reason, I'm going to say that Matt did not have to roll hit dice to heal. And Chai did not actually cast Cure Wounds.
Oh, okay.
There would not have been a valid...
An actual spell, yeah.
A valid target for that spell to find.
Since I was still down 17, though I did roll up to full, can I just cut the number of dice I needed to do it in half?
I mean, I'll leave it up to you. If you want to have started where you started off at 49.
Because the vultures did the original damage, not the other ones.
I think that would make sense if you started there, basically.
Yeah. Or you can start at 49 and roll from there if you would like.
Yeah.
And as everyone's kind of feels like they are getting on the same page with this, the forms of Bryce and Eldon begin to fade out, and Bryce is picking up the mace, and there is weight to it, and then it just becomes immaterial, like a wisp.
Intriguing.
He says, that would have forced me to change my plan a bit, but good, I'm glad it's gone. Now let's find this thing. Does anybody have any ideas where to do?
Thaddeus says, lead on. I'm not following anything but you. I want to be behind you, one step behind you the entire way.
So he sort of, I think, had a rundown of what happened, and he says, "Do you think, I don't know if I believed that it would hide in a place it was trying to lure you into."
Logically, that makes sense. So are we looking at going back to the city where Agrath's defending, or are we looking at somewhere else?
So I guess I'll sort of mention that Thaddeus did have a bit of a vision back in Stonegate.
Yes.
And
yeah, of the cave.
One vision was like of the cave, and there was like a competing vision of it being inside some kind of structure. The interior like was something that you were not super familiar with, but it was definitely like, it looked like it had the, I'll just say it looked man-made, but like almost like in a dream state.
Okay, so from that thought process, Thaddeus is going to conclude that we need to go into town?
I think so. I think that's what Basil would say. That's what he would agree with, that conclusion. And I would also point out that Basil would offer up that if there's something that you know that they have, a physical object, he can try to find exactly, like, pinpoint where they are if you get close enough.
I could also do that.
Oh, you have locate object too?
I do.
So do I.
I figured we might need it.
What do we know they have? Because the ritual item was destroyed.
Likely. So I can, like, also took locate creature, but I haven't seen this creature, so I don't know. But if there's a creature you can think of,
Grey Eladrin, perhaps?
I don't know how it would work with the illusion. Like, it might pinpoint an illusion. That's the other thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Step one, get inside.
Step one, I think, let's get inside, and then we'll see what we find. If you start recognizing architecture or a building as well, that might be part of it. Because I imagine it couldn't be a tiny building. Based on, like, the stone... You said you saw stonework, right?
It would have to have some size anyway to hold something like that.
Yeah, so it can't be, like, a small residence or something like that. It's got to be something mildly more substantive.
Okay. So there's a couple ways into... there's a couple of approaches to the city. And you can tell me... I mean, there's a couple of ground approaches. An aerial approach has proven to be very difficult... And, I mean, if you want to push the envelope, I'm not going to say that you can't do it. There's the two gates into town, and then there is a... You know what? I'll resend the map in Messenger once I find it. But there's also a river that goes next to the town, or might go through it. Hang on. Okay, so, envisage the sort of wooden wall... encompassing the entire town. And then there's that river which flows northeast, which could provide a different approach, a more stealthy approach. So north gate, south gate, river, or something that you would like to, you know, if you want to color outside the lines,
scale the cliff to the keep.
I didn't bring water breathing, but I don't know if any of my other comrades have that one prepped. But I can turn into a shark and pull us through. Somehow didn't think a water battle was going to be ensuing, so didn't bring that one today.
I was kind of joking, but it also kind of works with our playstyle of climbing the cliff to the keep.
Like on the on the northwest side?
Yeah.
Like climb into the keep?
Climb up the cliff that the keep is sitting on and then go in.
So certain that the keep is where it's at.
No, but that's also a way into the city, too.
Mm.
Also, possibly one of the more fortified entrances.
Possibly. Would you rather hit that after we've fought a couple things, or...
I'd rather avoid it.
What does Gutterbird think?
I have nothing that will help.
We could go hit up Falnar.
Sorry?
We could go hit up Falnar. See what he's doing.
We'd have to get in for that first.
It's right by the river. Quick little swim. Swim in a sneak.
I mean, I could put, like, a fog cloud over the water and we could swim in.
Hmm.
But that might be kind of obvious. I don't know how dense the troops are on that. Did we see how dense the troops were on that side?
I mean, I guess I know, like, it's not necessarily on the map there. There, I guess there would still be a wall to contend with. But when you flew over, like, there's... It's just not a spot that, like, regiments of troops can deal with. Yeah. But a small, like, A team. Mmm.
I'm the food.
I guess we're out of luck, guys.
What about a B-plus team?
Yeah. B-plus, wow. You expect a lot.
You have a lot of magic items. Hmm? I said you have a lot of magic items.
Matt, whatever team you bring is fine with me so long as you tried your best.
Yeah.
Let me just double check something real fast. I don't think this is going to work, but let me just see. Are any of those water spells a ritual spell? By any chance. Oh my god, they are.
Water breathing is.
Water breathing is ritual. Yeah. I can fucking cast that. I can 100% cast water breathing on... all of us.
Yeah, it's like 8 people for 24 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was ritual. That's why I was double checking. 10 willing creatures. There's
Snapdragon, bath time!
You want a bath, buddy? How many? No, so we were 8, weren't we?
Okay, hang on. There's the 3 of you, Basil.
It's not concentration. I can do it twice.
How long does it last?
24 hours!
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. So, okay,
I can just ritually do it twice. Yeah, we can swim through the gates.
Basil, Thane, Ferdin, 6, Baravon, 7, Perrin, Velna, and Crash, 8, 9.
So there's two options. So water breathing is what I think might be best because then we can go under. I do also have water walk, but that only lasts an hour.
Jesus.
So we could do, it's still 10 creatures. But we could scamper across. But we'd be visible. So like part of me thinks we swim through.
We got a Pirates of the Caribbean this.
Yeah, I think we take the canoe over and go.
Yeah.
And maybe it lasts long enough to get us out too.
Potentially, yeah. If we need to make an escape that way.
Ritual is
10 minutes plus the length of the cast time, which is an action. So it takes me 10 minutes to make everyone water breathe. Or maybe 20 minutes. If we had more than 10, it would be 20 minutes. It's not concentration. How is that not concentration?
So that way when you're underwater, you can fight?
I guess, yeah. I think with Bryce and the other ones, I'd begrudgingly would be over 10.
It is a third level spell.
Bryce is the only one you wouldn't be able to get with one ritual casting of it. And his undead companions don't breathe.
Don't need to breathe. I'll just be like, I'll count it out like noticeably in front of everybody and I'll be like,
Thaddeus is just gonna laugh to himself.
I guess we'll be another 10 minutes. And I'll just like kind of like ugh, fine. But yeah, so we can just breathe underwater. No, I swear to god I didn't think it was a ritual spell.
I remembered it was ritual.
You could have told me.
I wanted to see if we could do some other crazy shit first.
Oh, okay. Well, that if we want to do other crazy shit, we can, but I feel like this might be a...
This is the way we want to go, this is the way we go.
I feel like this might be a fast way in.
Bryce is extremely impatient that this is taking so long. He says we are wasting valuable time.
Yeah, okay, well, did you bring water breathing? No. Okay, so who's helping right now?
I didn't know that water was going to be part of the equation.
Yeah, neither did I, but at least I have an option for us, so gear down, buddy. Do you want me to let you breathe underwater or not?
Honestly, Bryce is like, he could do without it if it meant leaving sooner, but it would also, having somebody, like, in heavy armor sneaking would, like, draw attention to your efforts. So it's up to you as to whether or not you're gonna insist that you get everybody in on this.
I think we all go in unless he's got a better, like a solo distraction plan. I think that this is what we do.
think if any of the external forces see an Aggroth commander approaching, I don't know that it's going to go very well for me.
Okay, well then let's make you breathe water, and then I sit him down and make him wait 10 minutes. I don't like it either, if that makes you feel better.
Thaddeus mildly trips to make her lose her concentration.
Don't you dare!
Oh, looks like we gotta wait another 10.
We will also die! Don't do this!
But know that vengeance is petty.
Okay. Everyone feels the same, and it, like, once the ritual's done being cast, maybe a little tingly.
Ooh.
I just walk into the river. Like, I show, like, because I guess a lot of people wouldn't have had this experience before, but maybe, like, me and Basil would be fine. We'd be like, sweet, and we just walk into the water, and you don't see us come back up.
Yeah, you're not sure that it's whether or not the spell has worked until you are
exactly
fully and submerged.
No one knows if our armor is just weighing us to the bottom or not.
Okay.
Thaddeus, full send.
I'm going to give Chai inspiration for that. You're walking along the bottom of this river. It's nighttime pretty much at this point. I think there's going to have to be like a chain of hand-holding with somebody with dark sight in the lead.
I'm in the middle.
I can take lead. I don't know who else in the party has it, but I have dark vision.
Yeah, I don't anymore.
Oh, right, you're not all edgelordy. Yeah, I can take the lead. I think likely based on my stuff, Fairden and Alad and Basil and people would, but it might be helpful to have someone like throughout the line.
Yep, that's fair.
So we'll space out the elves maybe.
Yeah.
Because I think we'll all have dark vision, so maybe we'll space it out. I'll take the lead point.
And I just want you to make a skill check to determine like where you're coming up for. Actually, you know what? You can bob up to the surface to see like whereabouts you are. I'm not going to make you do a skill check.
Oh, yeah. SEAL Team 6 it. Just slowly out of the water, check around.
Yeah, and I think likely I'll probably see the footings. Wait, do we have to go over a waterfall?
No, you didn't have to go. You didn't have to go down the waterfall.
That far? Okay.
Although that would be fun.
Like,
that would be a
I was gonna say,
moment
I was like, wait
of joy.
A sec.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably look for signs of, like, based on the map, I think that there's, like, a mill on one side and there's that bridge. I'd probably look for those kinds of foundations coming into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd probably try and get us out where I think there might be tree cover or some kind of shore cover on the, where by the bridge.
Right.
Walk me, mama, past the water wheel.
Chai sees these, and she can poke her head up at the water, and I don't know if it's ever come up before, but Chai's eyes are on the top of her head like an ambush predator.
It's good to know that I'm like Elmo.
And yep. As Chai, the first one out of the water, lifts herself onto shore, you're greeted with a very unexpected scene. You're suddenly feeling completely dry, and you're in a familiar surrounding, although you've only been here sort of maybe once or twice, you know, as casual inspecting of Feywild prison cells.
I'm gonna get up as soon as I notice I'm dry. I'm not even really gonna look around. I'm like, it's not real. It's not real. It's not real. You're not there.
You hear familiar voices. Cilia, the Summer Queen.
Yeah.
And both
not
of
real, not real.
Both of your parents.
Not real, not real, not real. I'm just gonna...
How did you get here? Thank goodness, have you come to rescue us?
No, because I'm not there. This is not real.
You know what, Sarah, you sound on the fence, so I think we'll call it there and we'll let you mull over it until next time.
I'm just gonna be like, nope, 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 nope.
Okay, what's happening? Is Tim offering an olive branch, or is it more of a poisonous walking stick insect? Only time will tell.